Unique Weirdos, what up?
It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch.
Yo.
Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up with some wind. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make a shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know.
Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Yes, welcome to All Bars Radio, Shaman Brooklyn Black, with your host, Nikki Barbs, holding it down 347-857-4302. Hey, let's show we got new music for you, and also we got interviews and everything popping in a minute. Yes, you guys are live. We'll definitely just be right back. We have some technical things, as always, which I pretty much have fixed. So just bear with us. We definitely appreciate the support. Excuse me. And we'll definitely be back with you. And I know Nikki Bob's is ready to get it going. So once everything is done, we'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Y'all are live on air with me, Nikki Barb, and the lovely Brooklyn Black. Sorry, had technical difficulties, and also I was running a little bit late, leaving a meeting, so I'm glad that you guys are here tuning in with me. What's going on, Black?
I'm just here chilling, you know, holding it down, coming off a real insane weekend, you know, but I'm chilling.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to know, I hardly spoke to you this week, and that's usually, you know, rare. We always talk all the time. How was your weekend? What did you do? I know you're not a father, but I did tell you Happy Father's Day because I know, you know, you take care of your nieces and your nephews and everybody else's kids. So how'd that go?
It was good, and, you know, your memory's short. You know, I saw you on Saturday. You know, you saw me all tuxedoed up and shit. You know, but,
I did, but I saw you for 2 seconds, and then, but I'm saying, though, I hardly speak, you know, I spoke to you, I hardly spoke to you this week, I usually speak to you all day, that doesn't count, I saw you for 2 seconds.
I know, but you saw me, and I was real, real happy for that, but like I said, it was just a real insane weekend from checking out Roxy Blue's performance Friday, to the joint Saturday, to Sunday, to even yesterday. It was just a real crazy weekend for me, and I'm glad to have survived it. But how was your weekend? Hello, Miss Nikki.
I didn't hear you.
I said, there you go. But how was your weekend?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My mic went in and out. That was really weird just now. Shout out to Roxy Blue, like I was saying, for her performance. And if, you know, anybody doesn't know who she is, she's a very, very well up-and-coming artist, independent. And her song was just opening it up you know, the show, My Show, yes. The name of her song is called My Show, and it opened up My Show. But my weekend was cool, you know, I did a lot of relaxing, and that was about it. That was pretty much it. I know today we actually have an interview a little bit later on around 8:45 with Mr. Motto Official. I believe that's the Twitter name, right? I said it right?
Yeah, you said that right, Motto Official.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to be talking to him a little bit later so y'all can find out who he is. He's one of my followers, and hopefully at the end of his interview, you guys will, you know, follow him too. I also do have a topic that I wanted to talk about tonight. I wanted to just talk about how, you know, women and men, of course, and how, you know, certain women make more money than their men and how the men take that. What you think about that, Black?
Me personally, I have no problem with it. Like, if my lady makes more than me, cool, that's what she do. That's the job she has. That's the salary it pays, you know. I can't really get upset and be like, oh, you made more than... And no, I won't feel less of a man because I still handle my business and she still handles hers, so it is what it is.
Cool. I mean, just, you know, what I have briefly that came across my desk, you know, I just want to talk about a specific woman who, you know, in the industry who makes more money than her man, you know, than her man, and just, you know, briefly going over some of the things that she stated. Her name is Char Bouchard. You know, reports show that in 1998, some close to 10.5 million women earned more money than their husband. You know, she was one of them, a financial and small business owner. You know, she's an information consultant as well, who has encountered several, you know, several couples within the United States, and she basically sat down with them to poll, you know, to take these polls on the facts and the percentages of how much women make more money than their men in the household and how they feel about it and how, you know, a lot of the women tend to, you know, go about it. And, you know, I know someone who, a woman who makes way more money than her man, you know, and they're together and they live in a household, they have kids, and, you know, she basically doesn't throw it in his face that she makes more money than him. And he does feel a certain type of way. You know, we're girlfriends, we talk, and she always says, you know, damn, I don't make him feel bad, so I don't know why he feels bad. You know, I guess it's when she gets her paycheck and going out, and she's always doing and bringing things in for the household. And, you know, whenever he gets his paycheck, he can do whatever, so much he can do. So I guess as a man, he feels, you know, less than. Would you feel, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in a relationship where, you know, your woman has made more money than you, Black. Have you ever?
I've been in one where she made more than me, but, hell, she had, like, a supervisor position, you know what I'm saying? So, naturally, that's what it was. Did I feel some type of way? Nah, if anything, I felt, okay, so you make more? Cool. That means my birthday's going to be popping, Christmas is going to be the shit. Valentine's Day, forget about it. Why? Because you make more. You know, like I said, I feel like I have fun with it, you know? But it's not,
right.
I'm feeling some type of way, you know, because, and one thing men got to do, got to realize is sometimes you got to put aside that foolish pride there, you know? You got to put that to the side. Like, if she makes more money, fine, she makes more money. What you got to do as a man is step your shit up so you can get more money, whether it's buy another job or talk to your boss
right.
With a promotion or a raise, you know? Leave that fried shit to the side.
I mean, I agree. I think that you're really funny when you say if your woman was making more money than you, then your birthdays are bound to be the shit and your Christmases are bound to be the shit. That's fucking hilarious to me. I mean, I guess I would hope you would hope so, right, because she makes more money, so your gift should be a little bit more put, you know, I guess a little bit more thought put into because of that. But, I mean, I honestly think that it's a beautiful thing. I don't feel, you know, anybody, you know, a man should feel less than a woman if his woman is making more money, you know, than her. I think that he should look at it as a blessing that they're able to generate the amount of income together into the household. So, you know, things should be stable and X, Y, and Z. But I'm going to get into this caller. Last four digits of the number is 0939. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs, on All Bobs Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? Can you please let the listeners know who this is and where you're calling from?
Hey, this is Blast Your Thoughts from California, Alabama.
Hey, what's going on? How are you today?
Doing great. Just listening to y'all topic.
Oh, thank you. Do you care to elaborate? Do you care to share? Do you have anything to say about it?
I don't have no problem with it. It is what it is. But I do have a tip for men that make less women today. Women, though, y'all need to get y'all credit up. That way y'all can at least be a team. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I definitely feel you. Ladies, if you're listening, you heard that. I definitely do agree with you. The credit is what really counts. You know, money is money. But definitely, if you're trying to live comfortably, you definitely need your credit. What you think about that, Black?
I definitely agree because, you know, they'll make all this money and cash it, and, you know, they don't, there's nothing else in their name. Like, they ain't got no, hell, even get a cell phone in your name. Excuse me. You know, build your credit up, and they do that, and they got like a credit score of 2. So I definitely agree with your brother there.
Yeah, that way, you know, women can't throw everything in your face. You know, if she make more money, at least you got your credit right. You can do what you need to do. You just ain't financially able to move around. So, you know, y'all can work together. But if you ain't got your credit straight, you ain't got no job, you ain't making no money, and your life sucks, and she gonna let you know it every day. That's how I look at it.
I definitely do agree with you. Thank you so much for sharing.
All good.
Cool. You say your name was again?
Blast Your Thoughts.
Blast Your Thoughts. Okay, I gotta. If you just send me a tweet, I can definitely fucking shout you out for calling in. My Twitter is just gone retarded. But thank you. You can get some shout outs, you know, if you want to.
Just give a shout out to Dope Ass Music, CJ the Prince. And Big Duke fan outside of Nigga Stiletto.
That's what it is. And thank you. And thank you for tuning in to All Bob Radio.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Definitely, Black. I definitely do agree with that when it comes down to the whole credit, you know, because, you know, you make all this money. You want to be able to properly finance and save and because credit is what you're going to need in the long run to have some of the finer things that you work so hard and save all this money for. Don't you agree?
Like I said, I definitely agree. You know, and plus, like you're saying, get the credit score up. You know, it makes no sense. Yeah, you're making more money and anything like that, but you only have your debit card because, you know, you ain't got a credit card because you had jacked up your credit with a cell phone bill or you didn't pay that car 5 years ago and your student loans is piling up. You know, if you're making more money, then fine, handle your business to make the money, go to the club, buy red bottom shoes, and go to your man and be like, oh, they're going to garnish my wages because of my student loans. Like, come on, if you're going to be making more money, at least be responsible with the shit.
I definitely do agree. Yes, be responsible with the money. And exactly. Like, shout out to freecreditscore.com. If that's the case, then go on that shit. If you're looking for a start to find out how you can get your credit score up, or if you're trying to find out, you know, what your credit score is currently, because those are things that you definitely need to know as an adult, you know, trying to live in the world today. And don't put things in your kid's name either. Just because you're trying to establish credit and you want to do it now because you're listening and you feel like, you know what, Nikki Roberts is actually right. And don't go and put your cell phone bill in your children's name, because then you're going to fuck up their chances of trying to build great credit in the long run if you're not responsible with it, which most people who do go down that route, never keeps up with it, and they end up fucking their child over in the long run. That's sad. But we definitely, shout out to The Real Rampage as well. He sent over some tracks, some new leakage that only I have, so it'll definitely be played on All Barbs Radio. But I definitely want to go into a commercial break before our interviewee comes on deck, and let's hear one of the tracks from the Real Rampage if it's up and ready.
Well, of course, it's good to go. Let's get into this joint called Let's Get Drunk. Big shout out to the Real Rampage and everybody on his team, his whole movement, and we'll be
team Deep Freeze. All right.
Yeah, get drunk. Fucking sick. DJ Flavor, L Beats. Check it out. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. That's right. To the east. To the west. Dirty South. Pop bottles and let's get loose. Grab the nouveau, grab the Grey Goose. Pop the sky vodka and the cranberry juice. In the VIP, we love to get loose. Listen up for what I'm here to introduce. Here's that Red Bull that give you the boost. Now you wanna wild out, put your hands out. You know we ain't tripping off a half a cup. See shorty over there with that donkey butt. Got 100 bottles right here, tan it up. New York City, we back, here we go again. I got the juice and gin and we can mix it in. Let's get drunk, drunk. Let's get drunk. Let's get drunk. With that brown skin shade. Me and my dudes popping that ace of spades. Got that Ciroc with a twist of lemonade. Got a couple of racks for that sexy barmaid. Damn yo, the party's off the hook. My squad's so drunk, somebody gon' get booked. The bottles lined up, yo, we got that look. We killing off the bar, yes, it's off the book. We got the black card, 100 racks and better. Don't hate on your boy, I got mine together. Drinking Grand Marnier and all types of weather. Drinking Opus One and everything's better. Let's get drunk. Let's get drunk. Just pass me the Bell V. Shorty right there drinking Island iced tea. Know she kinda drunk but she really likes me. Them haters right there trying to really spike me. I'm popping all these bottles, they can really bite me. I do the right thing like the boss Spike Lee. I stay flossed up so you know I'm icy. Got the drinks on glow, Mike bagging wifey. Yo, she feeling kinda tipsy, now she wanna hype me. Watch my talk, hit her with incredible haul. Now she in my Lambo with that sexy walk. I had to bang her out quick, now she starting to talk.
Let's get drunk. Let's get drunk. Let's get drunk. Come on. Tuning in on All Vibes Radio with me, Nikki Vibes, and Brooklyn Black over here, who holds it down on Fridays and Saturdays on pre-game radio. Shouts out to at Angel Love Sweet, the lovely Southern Bell co-host, who will be definitely back with us on Thursday. She's super busy holding it down for the All Barbs, the all, you know, all the ladies, the Barbs. Shouts out to all of you guys. What do you think about that track, Black? Let's get drunk.
Yo, that should make me want to go have a drink right now. But I was definitely feeling it from the beat to what he was saying. The only reservation I would have about it would be that hook, like that extra helium thing. It's after a while, it's just like, but other than that, the song is tight.
That's what it is. I actually like it. I like the beat as well, you know. I think that it was definitely dope. Definitely dope. Shout out to her for sending us that. So, back to this whole topic thing. So, would you think that it was right for the woman in the relationship to be making more money than the man? You know, and do you think that she should be the one to make all the decisions because
she makes all the money?
Okay, if okay, even though she's making all the money, it doesn't necessarily mean that you know, she's paying the bills. Like if she's making all the money and paying all the rent, paying all the bills, then fine, she should make the financial decision. But if it's 50-50, like we splitting it or whatever, then it should be definitely be a 50-50 split on everything else. Now, it's different because if the man's making all the money paying all the bills, he still wouldn't have a decision on how the money's spent because, you know, the women always automatically assume control of the money. Now, my thing about it is with some women, they pay bills like the government on a deficit. You know, they'll have three bills, which with their one check, they could pay it all at once, but they won't. What they'll do is they'll put $50 on this bill, $100 on that bill, $30 on the next bill. The next thing you know, we got late notices, past due notices, when you could have just paid everything up front instead of paying everything on a deficit, so you can go and hit the club, or you can go and get that new bracelet or whatever. So I would, you know, I'm sorry, but that's just my thing. This is things I've seen, you know, and we're opposed to a man, like, man, like, we'll get our paycheck, we know this bill has to be paid, we'll pay that in full, and then we'll pay the next bill in full, you know, because, man, we see it, we handle it, we fix it, boom, right there, it's over, it's done.
I mean, I guess, you know, me, I'm a woman. I never agreed with women being so extra with it as far as, you know, being so demanding and so controlling because of it. I mean, don't get it twisted. I believe that men make it known when they make more money than women. They let them know, like, listen, you don't pay half of the shit that I do in this house, so this is what's going to happen because I've heard it before, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I don't think that it's right for a female to be controlling, but I've noticed that men usually are the ones that are the whole controlling thing with the whole, you know, basically, I make more money than you, so this is what it is. I pay all the bills, and this is what's going to happen.
Well, have you ever been in something like that where the guy was talking and everything like that? He's like, oh, I pay the bill, so you can't say nothing. You don't have a say in anything?
You're asking me, have I ever been in that situation?
Yeah.
No. I've never been in that situation where, you know, anybody that I was dating was making more money than me, per se. You know, I've been in a situation where, you know, we were both working, you know, we were both probably getting around the same amount, but, you know, at that time, it was just more. What'd you say?
I said nothing. I'm just letting you go.
It was to a point where I was making a little bit more money, like probably like $2 or $3 more than my boyfriend at the time. And I noticed that he was feeling a way about it, you know, because he would mention the hours, like I'm putting in hours, and he was like, oh, you're working too much, da, da, da. And then, you know, he threw up in the argument like, oh, you don't make more money than me, so please, or something like that. So that's how I knew it was an issue. But I definitely want to get into this next caller. Your last four digits are 1745. You're live on air with Nikki Byers in Brooklyn Black.
Hey, what's going on, man? I didn't want to butt in, but it's Fresh Boy.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Just trying to chop it up with you for a little bit since I had a little free time.
That's what it is. Thank you.
It's all good, man. What's going on with it?
Nothing. Just over here talking with Black about, you know, women making more money than their men.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that it's no problem with it right now. I think a woman is entitled to making how much money however much she want to make, whether it's more than a guy or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as far as it being in a relationship, I think both partnerships being in control of both money, you know what I mean? Like, you should be able to control your money without me saying so, and it should be vice versa, you know what I mean? And it doesn't work like that in traditional homes. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, that's 100%. You know, I agree because, you know, we're grown. And I know me, definitely, if I'm handling my responsibilities, I'm going to work, I'm doing my 40, 45 hours, whatever, and I'm bringing home my check, and I'm paying my bills, and I'm doing everything, I would feel some way if she goes, tells me how to spend my money and what to do with my money because, hell, I did it, and I handled those responsibilities. And I know a grown woman, especially Nikki, you can't tell her what to do with her money that she worked for.
It starts to come to the point to where you realize, like, am I in a relationship with a selfish person or am I in a relationship with a helper? Because 9 times out of 10, a dude going to go buy some Jordan before he handles his responsibility, and a female going to get her nails and her hair done and all that shit. You know what I mean?
True.
Sometimes it is necessary. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when it becomes some kind of level of control and not responsibility, then it that's when it becomes a problem.
I agree with what you're saying because, I mean, well, I look at it like this. I mean, I'm working, you know, whether or not I have kids or a child or whether there's no kids in the relationship, you know, I'm working. If hair and nails, you know what I'm saying, that's a part of your daily maintenance because can nobody tell y'all niggas nothing when y'all need to get that shape up, you know, when y'all need to get, you know, basically y'all shit together. But, I mean, that should be a given. But, yes, you shouldn't feel like, you know, you're in a relationship with somebody that's selfish because she always takes care of herself and never, you know what I'm saying, lends out or offers to do things, you know, for her man or in the relationship with her man. So
I definitely agree
with that.
Yeah, certain obligations that they both should take on, and it does seem like the male does take on a lot of the responsibility of her household, you know what I mean, which is traditional, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah, I understand.
But thank you for calling in. You said your name was what again? I'm sorry.
My name is Freshboy. Freshboy, the name on Twitter.
Yeah, so make sure what you do is you tweet me so I can send you a shout-out back. And thank you for calling in and tuning in to All Bob's Radio with me, Nikki Bars.
It's all good. You got love in Cali, baby. It's all good.
Hey, I got love in the West Coast. You hear that, Bob?
Hey, it's West Coast all day. Yeah, I got
that's
you, Mars. All love.
Thank you.
Look with your boy. I'll holler at you.
Yeah, tweet me. Don't forget.
All right, man. I got you.
All right.
Later, Black.
Later, homie.
That's what it is. I got love all the way in Cali. That's what's up. Getting ready to have Mr. Motto Official come on deck. I can't wait, you know, to get in and interview him and to find out more about what the fuck he does. Aren't you excited, Black? I love Tuesdays. Tuesdays, I feel like Wendy, and usually on Tuesdays, you guys, I definitely don't do interviews. At Angel Love Tweets, the co-host, she usually does this, but like I said again, she'll be back with us, and she'll be taking on her little segment of our Tuesday show, which is the interview part. And I'm loving it. Like, I'm feeling like Wendy over here. How am I doing, though, Black? Because, you know, I'm really not used to the whole interview part.
Man, you know, you're doing good from the last few interviews we had you, so you're definitely holding it down. Boss Bars would be proud.
Yeah, because I definitely be nervous, but let me get this caller real quick. Last 4 digits is 8085. You're live on air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Can you please
it's
let the rest of
you know
who this is?
You know me.
I know you, really?
This Mike, the Poetrician.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Oh,
wait,
hey, how's it going?
Is that the poet / electrician?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all are funny.
Yeah, that's
what's
me.
What's going on?
Well, I was sitting here listening to what y'all was saying and everything, and, you know, y'all right. I mean, I ain't got no problem, you know, with the woman making more money than me because these days you need help with these bills. I ain't going to lie. You know, it gets tight. You know, I own my own electric company, you know, and I got people work for me. But sometimes, I mean, the jobs are so tight, all the money goes to the workers. I may not make no profit off of it. So the bills come up, just because everybody thinks just because I'm self-employed, I got it made. It is not true. You don't get paid every Friday. You get paid when you finish the job. It passes inspection. The owners like it. The check clears the bank. You know, it's a process. You know, your check is not guaranteed. So if you can get some help from your girl, your woman or whatever, believe me, it's appreciated.
I definitely do agree with you. Like, it gets so tight. And for those who definitely work, you know, retail, I don't see how, you know, unless your hours are the same every day, you know, every week, you can't expect
right.
to get this amount of money. You know what I'm saying? Because you might work 2 days one week, 3 days the next, so that, you know, it fluctuates the money. So that kind of also puts your bills, you know, off a little bit, because when you do have bills, these bills are coming in monthly. Some of them are coming in, you know, weekly due to subscriptions. I don't know, but definitely it does get tight out here, and I definitely do agree with you 100%.
Yeah, because like I said, I got three kids. One just graduated, and I tell people, just because kids they turn 18 don't mean nothing. That just means they get more expensive. That's
it. Yeah.
I don't even think that's a
what?
Word.
You know what? I have a 3-year-old, so, you know, I still have some years, but even at the age of 3, she's expensive, you know, in her own way, because she's consistently growing. So her clothes might not be expensive, but it's like every time you turn around, it's like, I just bought you some shoes. Like, now you need some new shoes, you know, so... I definitely do agree. What you feel about that, Black, really quickly?
That's not 100% because it's like they grow an extra 2 feet in their sleep. Like, they'll be a size 3 Monday night, Tuesday morning, they're a size 6.5. You're like, yo, what the hell?
Yeah, you're right about that. They grow fast. And I'm in my grandkids now, you know. I'll be hitting my poop up on Twitter.
Happy belated Father's Day, too.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, you're right. They grow so fast. Most time you have clothes with the stickers and the tags still on it because they've now grew it. Everybody can tell you that. You know, you're like, wow, I just bought this last week. You know, but these kids they grow fast, and you need help. Remember, did both of y'all see the news the other day when they said how much it costs to raise a kid to age 18?
No, I definitely didn't catch that, but if you saw it, can you please share? I would like to know.
It's up to $250,000.
Wow.
I was like, well, who did y'all interview? You sure wasn't in my neighborhood. I guarantee you my son ain't been no $250,000 worth of nothing. Hey, that's straight up. I was like, years ago, it was like $180,000. So I'm like, okay, so now it's jumped to $250,000. I mean, I believe that. I mean, you look at some of these tennis shoes around here. Hey, thank goodness. It's funny. My daughter wore the same size I wore, size 11.
Wow.
She was almost 6'1" tall, you know. So she would wear my tennis shoes, so I got to save money that way. I was like, here. You can wear these. You can wear yours, and you can wear mine, too.
You
have to learn how to stretch it.
Mm-hmm. No, you definitely have to learn how to sacrifice and stretch and work with what you have. Like, you know, work with what you got. You know, if you have certain things within the household that you guys can, you know, work back and forth with, do that and count your blessings instead of stressing and trying to figure out, you know, how the hell I'm going to get this or how, you know, how we're going to make it work because – you know, it would definitely be a stress factor. And I do agree because at the age of 3, like I said, you know, my daughter, she's 3. My daughter's in a charter school, and her tuition is about $180 every Tuesday. So today, yes, I have to pay tuition. And at the end of the year, you know, when I got back her tax, you know, form from her school, over the whole year, I spent over $8,000. And I'm just looking at that like, wow. Like right now, so it's just like imagine, and that's just for the school that she's in now, and you know her tuition is every week.
So just thinking about it, you know, doing the numbers, it's just like, wow, yeah, this adds up, like, that quick, and you don't realize, you know, but definitely thank you for, you know, calling in and sharing and giving us that information, too, because I definitely did not know that, but that's a lot of money. And don't forget, mm-hmm. you know, college tuitions, like, it's crazy.
It is. Well, nice talking to both of y'all.
Thank you. It was nice having you call in.
Hey, folks. Right. Next week, I'm having spoken word night on our pregame radio. Are you down?
Oh, wow. I need to do something. I'm serious. I'll be there. I'll hit you up. I'll hit you up when I get back in the house on Twitter and I'll get more information on it, all right?
No doubt.
You let me know. Just hit us up. You can hit Black up or you can hit me up. And you already know I held your head game, and I'll definitely pass over the information because if you do spoken word, that I'll definitely tune in because I would like to hear.
I'm not that good at it. I've tried it before, but it's fun to do. So I just
it's
have to
fun,
if I do
exactly.
it more and more and more.
You just do it to have fun, man.
That's just do
I'll
it to have fun.
I'll do it now. I ain't got no problem with it, but. You know, I'll do it. I've done it before. I've done it before, maybe once or twice. But I'm not like the pros. I've seen them in action, in Atlanta, and it's amazing.
They're good.
It's amazing.
That's
but I'm not going to take up your time because, as you can see, I'm just like I am on Twitter. I'm 100%. I'm a fool.
Thank
I can talk.
You.
So I'm
Thank
gonna
you
leave,
again.
I'm going to leave some time. I hit both y'all up on Twitter, all right?
No doubt, man. All right. Thanks for checking in.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was definitely What's Up, Black, getting people to do spoken word. That's what it's all about. Is Mr. Model official in the building yet?
Let's double check the lines here. Not yet.
Not yet. But let me get into... I see that we have another caller, but he's scheduled to be for 8:45. Do you want to go ahead and take this next caller?
Why not? Let's do it.
All right.
Last four digits 5272. What's going on? You're live with Miss Nikki Barbs.
Hey, ladies. It's Brielle Sunshine. Hey, everybody.
Hey, love. How are you?
I'm doing great, just tired. How about you?
I'm just okay, a little tired myself. What's going on, girl? Thank you for calling me on All Vibes Radio.
No problem, no problem. You know, I got to show my support.
Thank you, and definitely giving support back. So we were definitely I don't know how long you've been listening, but we were definitely talking about men and women and how women make more money than men. How do you feel about that? And are you currently in a relationship and have you ever made more money than your man?
How do I feel about that? Well, actually, it doesn't mean nothing to me. I have dated someone who didn't have a job for 8 months in our relationship. And is the fact that I knew that they were trying was enough. If you basically don't want to do nothing with yourself, then that would make me not want to be with you. But the fact that you try, because a lot of people say, I want somebody with money, this, this, and that. But in actuality, what happens when the money's gone? Is that person's personality good? Like, is there anything that can hold the relationship together? Because money comes and goes. But I want someone that I can grow with, that their personality, you know, mixes with my personality, you know, the important things like that. And I make my money, so if you make your money, that's good, you know. Maybe one day we can combine that. But as far as that, you know, that's how I feel.
I definitely do feel you on that one, because exactly, because you have to remember at the end of the day, is more so we're together for, you know, not the money. You know, we're together because we love each other, we share interests, and, you know, of course, when one is up and one is down, you know, you're supposed to be able to balance each other and help one another out. So I definitely do support you, and thank you for calling in and giving your, you know, giving your feedback on my topic. And shout out to you. Don't forget to hit me on Twitter so that way I can send you a shout back out tonight.
Yeah, hit me on Twitter too.
Oh, yeah, and you can definitely hit Black.
I'm following, too, so I definitely will give a shout-out to him.
All right, cool. Thank you, mamas.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good night. I'll still
you
be
have
listening.
A good night, too. All right. So we definitely have Mr. Model Official in the building. Are you ready, Black?
Let's do it. He's here. He's suited up, mic'd up, ready to go.
All right, so if you're in the building, Mr. Official, say aye.
Aye.
How are you?
Doing all right. Well, the name is actually Model, not Model Official, but...
Oh, I'm sorry, say it again?
It's Model, but Model Official I put because, you know, it's Official Model Twitter, that's why. So
my whole name
is Model Official, yeah. That's all right.
That's what it is. I asked you, Black. I asked you if I was saying it right. You told me, yeah, but it's cool.
Hey, that's what I got on my email.
Okay.
Just Model, the whole Model Official.
That's what it is. All right, so we'll definitely like to start the interview. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. So the first question is, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I guess... A little bit about myself is I guess you could say that I definitely go hard this rap thing. Can you curse on the air or no? Is that like in case I slip up?
Okay, I didn't hear you.
No, can I curse? I mean, in case
slip
up.
Oh yeah,
you know?
You can say fucking shit. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh okay, fuck it. All right, so what happened? I would probably say about myself is that I'm a hard worker. I have a passion for this rap thing, you know? I mean, I feel like I have a lot more passion than a lot of other rappers have. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, I feel like a lot of rappers nowadays, they chase the money, you know what I mean? And I mean, I don't really do it for that. I do it because I love it so much, and I basically got something to say, like, you know, that people want. I think people should hear, and that's why I go hard at it, and that's basically who I am, like someone who's always hardworking, someone who goes hard at everything he does 100% and nothing less.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I definitely do agree. Okay. So, follow-up question is, how long have you been into music?
Well, I basically started doing this, like, actually rapping. It's probably been, like, 6 years, like, making music. But, like, before that, when I was, like, 16 years old, I used to, like, freestyle battle people in my school and stuff, like, in the lunchroom. Or whatever, and like in the beginning, I was like trash. I used to get like murdered by everybody. But you know, I used to just because me growing up, like I had a strict dad, and I couldn't go out for nothing. I couldn't even go out to the front. Like you know how people are punished and you can't go past the stairs. I couldn't go on the stairs. Like I was just home all the time, and all I heard was hip hop all day, 24/7. I just sat in my room and listened to hip hop all the time and. Sooner or later, I just started, like, writing. I just started freestyling. And then I guess that's where I had one up on everybody else, where people were doing it for a hobby. And I was actually living it. Like, I was freestyling at 1 in the morning. I had school the next day, you know? So, I mean, if you want to say how I started really, really going at it, like, hard, probably 6 years, I would say. But I've been rapping since forever.
That's what it is. Aww. I hate when people come on and they be like, damn, yo, I was fucking whack in the beginning. But that definitely does, you know, it's such a blessing. And if you have talent, you definitely can progress to become nice or to become where you are supposed to be. So shout out to you for that. Next question. Because
in the beginning, was there like a time limit on the interview or like?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is there like a time limit on the interview or something or?
Not really. Just until about what your questions are done. Talking to you about
what. All right, yeah, great. So what's the next question?
All right. What artist has been an inspiration to your music career? Your musical career.
Uh, it's weird because I would probably say in the beginning, when I was like 16, I heard a lot of Jay-Z. And like a lot of people say it's to like flow like him a little bit. But like as I got older, I kind of got off of Jay-Z. Like I guess because just me going through hardships in life, that Jay-Z just didn't speak to me. Like he just talked about flossing, and like I didn't really care about that because I was broke as hell. So as I got older, I got into, like, I would say who really influenced me are three artists. I would say DMX, Nas, and mostly Tupac. Like, I studied Tupac a lot because, to me, like, he's, like, the greatest of all time. So I don't do exactly what he does, but, like, I learned a lot from him, too, because he has, like, a lot of interviews and you know, not a lot of other rappers want to spotlight like him. He always was interviewing and keeping it real. And I guess those three rappers are mostly Tupac, I would say. And that's why, like, I try to keep my style as real as possible. Like, I'm not the type of rapper like J. Cole, someone to be like hypothetical, lyrical, with the miracle, spiritual. Like, I don't do that stuff. I like try to keep it poetry, like shit to the point. Like, even though Nas was real lyrical, but he was to the point, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't go round about what he was saying. And I try to keep that like that. I try to keep my, even though it's hip-hop, I learned from Tupac that he made music. He didn't make hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people don't like Tupac, because he's so simple. But he wasn't trying to be lyrical. He was just trying to tell you a story, trying to tell you what's going on. And that's what I try to do with my music. Like, I just try and connect with the listener as much as possible. I don't want to be too lyrical and they don't understand what the hell I'm saying. Like, what the hell is this, what is this dude talking about, you know? I want them to hear it and be like, damn, you know what? That's what's up. I feel the same way. That's who I influenced myself from.
I definitely do agree. And I myself, you know, I definitely do host, you know, showcases. I'm in the industry. You know, I've been asked to judge. I'm, you know, one of them. And when I do judge, I'm actually looking. That's one thing that I'm very big on. I think that's the first thing. That's one of the first things I judge. And I'm big on lyrically content, you know, as well as, you know, crowd participation, how well, you know, you get the crowd to listen to what you're saying and to actually, you know, join in with you, as well as, you know, how well you rock the stage, how well you utilize, you know, your stage. But I definitely do. I actually happy, you know, belated birthday to Tupac too. His birthday passed over the weekend, and I love him. So I definitely
on his birthday, I didn't even know. I did a music video. Like I edit my own music videos. I mix my own songs on everything. Like, I wore a Tupac shirt for the video. I didn't even know it was his birthday. It was crazy as hell. Like, and then I was editing the video, and I was actually home with my girl, and my girl was like, oh, you know Tupac's birthday today? And I'm like, oh, shit. It was like, man, weird. And even that same day, like, I went to go see the new documentary, the Art of Rap, the Ice-T one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, on Tupac's birthday. Like, it was mad weird. Everything, like, kind of connected. But that's another thing, too. If anybody listen to me, see that documentary, man. Like, you learn a lot from that, man, as far as what hip-hop goes. Because, like, I feel like the problem is with hip-hop nowadays is that the generation gap is so big. You know what I mean? It's like, even though 10, like, you think about it, like, 50 Cent was popping, and it seemed like it was yesterday. That's been 9 years already. You know what I mean? Like, when Tupac died, that was 1996. That's, like, what's that, 16 years? Mm-hmm. That's a long-ass time. Like, that's a whole generation, because now Peter's 16 years old. And, like, Tupac died when they were born, and they don't know who the hell he is. Like, and as far as, like, Big Daddy Kane and Run DMC, they're from 1985. Like, I was born in 85, so I don't even know them like that. So imagine people born in 93 and 94 that even know what the hell hip-hop's about at all. And that's why I like the documentary, because it brings it to the new generation. Like, look, this is how it started. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of nowadays, like, to me, hip-hop is not, like, messed up. Like, I don't blame Lil Wayne or Drake or Soulja Boy. Like, I don't blame them, like, oh, it's therefore hip-hop is dead. Like, I blame probably, I guess, like, the generation gap, and also there's no diversity. I don't know if it's the labels doing it. Or I don't know what it is. Like, back in the day, we had Vanilla Ice. We had MC Hammer. We had Baby. We had Juvenile. Back that thing was popping, you know, when we were kids. But at the same time, we had something to go against it. We had Nas. You know what I'm saying? We had DMX. We had people who could kind of rock that. And nowadays, we don't have that at all. Like, Nas has that song, Daughters. And that's hot to me, but he's so old that No one cares. You know what I'm saying? It's a sad thing to say, but they don't. Like, no one's going to hear that song.
He has his fan base, so, you know, there's a lot of people, like, you know, you're one of them, so there are people that are actually, you know, like you, that do fuck with Nas the long way, and I'm pretty sure, you know, he still has his fan base, you know, because I fuck with Nas, and, you know, my dad is a huge Nas fan, so, you know, most definitely, and I do hear everything that you're saying, and if, you know, whoever's listening, please, you should check out the documentary. I haven't seen it, but I think I really want to see it now, even though I do know my history on hip-hop and where it all started, but I just want to give a shout-out really quickly, I'm sorry,
sorry
to Shayna from Tennessee, blowing up the chat room, saying that she's listening in, so shout out to you, Shayna from Tennessee. Thank you, we appreciate it. Shout out to Shayna, right? Definitely. So I just want to answer the next question really quickly. Tell us about your music video Hatred. What's that, you know, what's that about, and where did that, you know, what inspired you to do that?
I mean, that song is, like, kind of personal. I mean, I've been into it, but, like me and my mom, like, we don't have, like, a great relationship. Growing up, I was always closest to my father. And when my mom and my dad actually separated, I lived with my mom for a while, and, I don't know, she had a stepfather, and whole big story, like, we kind of grew apart. And, like, recently we just haven't been talking or whatever. So it kind of just came from that one day I was just, like, smoking weed in my room, and, like, all these emotions just came out, like, mad, you know what I'm saying? Like, just real mad at a lot of things. Like, sometimes, like, I feel like there's people in this world who are good people, and there's people out there who are just real evil. Like, there's no good in them at all. You can't change them. You can't try and, like, talk to them, but, like, yo, man, don't do that. They don't give a fuck. They're going to try and fuck you over, and they don't give a shit what you say. You could cry blood, nigga, and they'll fucking sit there and fuck you over and talk shit about you. And that's where that song kind of came from, like, just mad at all of that. Like, why? And then sometimes I feel like I don't like to be like that, but I guess there's a part of everybody. There's hatred in everybody. Because even though you don't wish bad upon somebody, sometimes you sit there and go, that motherfucker did that to me, I wish karma on him. You know what I'm saying? And you want something. Like, not, you don't really want it, but in the back of your head, you kind of want it to happen. You kind of want this person to just go through something bad and be like, yeah, that's what you did. You know what I mean? And that's where that song comes from. Like, it's just hatred. That's one thing about music I try to do, touching every human emotion. I don't try and just stick on one subject. Like, I think sometimes that's where a lot of, as far as hip-hop goes, they stick on one thing, like making money, period. That's it. And as far as underground rap goes, they only speak about hip-hop. They're, like, one-track-minded. And you can't meet in the middle. No one's trying to meet in the middle. It's like money and then underground hip-hop is just straight hip-hop. It's like when you hear underground hip-hop, you don't hear nothing like keep your head up. You don't hear nothing like how do you want it. No, like commercial song at all. Like they just sit there and go, yo, man, hip-hop this, my mic is hot and all this stuff. And it's like, dog, all right, I get it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, like, I made that song Hatred because I wanted to touch on another human emotion. Besides spit about my rhymes, besides spit about something good, like, touch on that, man, because we all have that in us. I mean, it's sad to say what we do. Like, as humans, we can love as much as possible, but at the end of the day, that's why there's a God and there's a devil. There's always two sides to us, no matter what. No matter how hard we try and fight it, it's there.
Definitely. So, keeping it moving, wow. Do you have any future projects you would like, you know, to tell the listeners about? Anything upcoming?
Yeah, well, I'm in the process of putting out my mixtape or whatever. I mean, like before this, I was part of a group or whatever, so I never really went hard at it by myself. But now that, like, you know, I moved on from that, I'm actually doing things on my own now, and actually been doing this on my own for like 6-7 months. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like I started kind of brand new. So I haven't put out a mixtape yet, nothing like that. But I've been trying to build my fan base back up. And that's why, like, I haven't done the mixtape yet. But as of right now, like, I have my own website, bringingtheworld.com. Like, I got a bunch of people who blog on there. And that thing is, like, I just started, like, a month ago. And the guy was, like, he called me up, the guy who runs the website. He was like, yo, your traffic is at 932%. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So definitely check out the website because people are going to it. They don't comment, and I don't know why. There's no comments on the website, but people are actually going to it and reading the stuff. So that's one project I'm on right now, the mixtape I'm working on. And I'm just trying to put out songs, just trying to stay in people's heads and just stay relevant as much as possible. Keep my name in people's mouths. I guess you could say it's my future projects, you know. And then down the road, you know, once I build my buzz up, then down the road is when the business starts, right? And then I start seeking out for a manager and a lawyer and stuff like that, because if I try and get a deal or something, I can't negotiate that by myself. I mean, I don't know the first thing about that.
Right. Well, just, you know, future references, I'm definitely the All Barbs, we're putting out a mixtape, All Barbs Mixtape, Volume 1, that I'll be, you know, promoting on a daily basis on iTunes, dotpiff.com, and livemixtape.com. So I'll be promoting it on there, so, you know, on the website, and then as well on my Twitter, and then all of the some girls will be promoting it every day as well. Definitely, everybody to go download that. So if you want to get on the All Barbs mixtape, just, you know, DM me your email and I'll just send you back the email information.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you said, I think she sent me an email for that. It was like some kind of fee to get put on the slot, something like that. So I'll definitely hit you guys up about that. And then, I mean, on my own website, I'll even promote it too.
You'll be on it, and it's actually being produced by DJ Mike Major, so he's really a well-known DJ that's, you know, doing this for us, and he actually has mixtapes that he puts together on his own that he pushes on his websites all over. He has his own show, you know, from 10 to 12. He spins on thematrixstudios.com, so he has a really huge fan base. So he's working with me on this. So it's definitely going to be a really good look for those who definitely do submit, you know, and that are actually featured on this mixtape. We're putting a lot of work into it as far as cover down to intros and outros. So it's definitely going to be a really good look.
Definitely.
All right. So the last question is, tell the listeners where we can find you, you know, via Twitter, and more of your music.
Well, basically, everything, almost everything you can think of, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook. Everything is /Model Official. It's all the same. Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, Twitter, /Model Official. All the same. Pretty much easy to know. That's it.
All right. So we definitely have it on All Bombs Radio. It's the Model Official. Black, definitely before you get out of here, I definitely wanted to know if you was up to, you know, just giving us a little freestyle, something off the top of your dome really quickly. I always like to test people just to see if they're really doing this. You know, I'm not judging you, you know, or anything like that, but I definitely like to hear people spit on my show live. So if you can, you can do so, and just let everybody know where you're from.
From Jersey, definitely representing Jersey all day. That's where I'm from.
Brick City?
Belleville. I mean, no one knows where that's at, but it's next to Newark. So everybody knows Newark, but yeah, it's next to there.
Newark.
That's where I'm from. Yeah, I'm not from Newark, but it's next to Newark. So in case you guys want to know where it's at, you can check that out. You can look it up on Google Maps, whatever the hell you guys look at.
Cool.
All right, so we want to spit it now or something? Or?
Just spit it right now. Go ahead.
All right, I had something in mind or something. It's not off top of the dome, but I had something that I wanted to spit for the show or whatever, so I'm going to spit that. Cool?
Cool. Go ahead.
All
right. Whenever you're ready.
Yo, let's bring it back to where it all began, when hip-hop had a cloth stand before the money destroyed the plan, back when it was all about the fans. These rappers have forgot about their heritage. That's why what they spit is irrelevant. But I ain't forget, I'ma get it in. And I'ma show love to the veterans. No more games, I'ma show you what an MC about. This clip, I'ma empty out. Ain't speak about a gun, it's about my mouth. I'ma body these niggas and cross them out. I'll flow like I'm absent-minded. I lost my mind, I don't have to find it. I'm about rhyming, they about shining. I'm about grinding, they about diamonds. Don't really care about a chick pretty in the face. I care if my niggas got a plate. I care about the real, I don't care about the fake. I care about the streets, I don't care about the jakes. They say that hip-hop is worth shit, that the art of the MC is worthless. But if you see hip-hop is purchased, so fuck you, I respect we earned it. They don't want to give it, so I'm living. The movement, I'm with it, I ain't changing my position. I'm a revenger, a soldier that sent with these words as a president, and this is my vengeance. There you go, yo.
Yeah,
thank
I
got to
get that on the beat.
Huh? I was just about to ask you, like, okay, so Black, what do you think about that?
I got to hear that on a beat, cause that was dope. Like, I want to hear that on a beat, and hopefully you got the right production behind it.
Good looks, though. Good looks.
And I also want
definitely
to know,
have to have the right production behind it, cause that was tough.
I also want to know, call yourself model. What is the model? What model are you living by? What model do you blast? Like, what's your mantra? Like, what's your, you know, what is the model?
My motto is keep it real all day, every day, 24/7, even when you're sleeping. That's my motto.
That's the stuff, because I'd have been mad if you said you only live once.
Oh, no, don't say that.
That's what it is. Definitely, thank you for, you know, tuning in and actually taking the time out to have an interview with me, Nikki Bob on All Bombs Radio, and, you know, letting us get all in your business.
Yeah, I know.
So, shout out to you. Definitely been promoting you on Twitter. Definitely well. Like Black said, hopefully you can put that on a beat so we can hear that. And I definitely do play music on All Bombs Radio, the independent and unsigned artists on Thursdays. So definitely send over some music to pregameradio@gmail.com. And
pregameradio@gmail.com. All right.
Yeah, I'll tweet it to you. I'll DM you the email, the exact email address so that you'll have it. And you can send it over and Twitter, you know, the subject. And I definitely do play it. People, you know, call in, they give big feedback, they let us know. And you can even call in once you hear your shit playing and let us in. We'll let you know what we think about it.
Definitely. All right, no problem. So, I want to know if you guys can email me. I don't know the other girl, Al Barbs, that's the girl, right?
Yes,
so,
Boss Barb,
yeah. So I'm not actually following you on Twitter. I'm following Al Barb, so I actually got to follow you. So.
Okay.
Yeah, just shoot me over if you guys, you can tell her to shoot me the email of the audio. And I'm going to put it on YouTube and stuff and, you know, put you guys' names in there and stuff and, you know, promote you guys too, whatever, because, you know, this is hip hop, man. We all in it together, man. We all promote each other, and that's it. And the story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why I do this. I do this for you guys, you know, so that you guys can have a chance to, you know, be heard on another, you know, on another source in another outlet. You know, you guys market yourselves. You guys tweet your songs. You know, you guys have, you know, your music on all these websites. You know, you tweet about so much, but you know, I do have a fan base, so people listening and they tuning in, so it's just something for you also to talk about to everyone else, you know, and it's just, you know, a way for you to get your music out there heard. Another view, another different outside your friends and your family. So I do this for you guys, and I don't just do, you know, artists, I do everyone down to business owners, hairstylists, designers, bakers, cooks. Like, I talk to everybody. So they promote their business, they get to come out here, I interview them, they get to tell everybody, you know, a little bit more about them and where they can find them. So I do this for you guys.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And definitely, as soon as my show is over, around, like, after 10, once we, you know, edit the footage or whatever, I'll basically send you over the link so you can put it on your website.
No problem. Thanks a lot, guys. And, stay real, stay independent, don't go commercial, man. Stay like this, all right?
Thank you so much. You do the same, man. I just feel, you know, I'll be hearing more from you. Again, like I said again, get on this All Barbs mixtape. You already know.
No problem.
All right, you have a good night. Thank you again.
All right, good night, guys.
All right, man, have a good one.
That's what it is. I definitely have to give a shout out
to somebody really quickly. Let's pull up this information. Okay. Shout out to At The Thirst, though, for being a dumbass, saying RIP Rodney King, but posting a pic of BB King. That was, I think that was such a fucking, a dumb move. So shout out to At The Thirst, though. But yeah, so the top tweeter that uses the All Barbs Move hashtag for the week, for this week, we'll get an individual promo. We'll get individually promoed from Angel, from the Barbs, from all of us. We'll promo you for a whole week. Just everybody go follow you if you use the hashtag All Barbs and a tweet, just to tweet it to us. And anything after you say it, just tweet it. Tweet it to me, tweet it to Angel, tweet it to Yep, I Love It. You know, tweet it to everybody. And whoever we see does, you know, do it the most, I will definitely promo you for a week straight. Something like gold. Get a whole bunch of followers to follow you for your support. So definitely please do that. I actually want to go pay some bills right now because we were talking about this, you know, the whole night and about money and women and men doing all this, and it's about that time for me. So let's get into another track from The Royal Rampage, who has blessed us with a couple of tracks for the night. Like I told you, these are special, exclusive, leakage only. You're going to hear it on All Barbs Radio. So, Black, whenever you are ready.
Hi, yeah, this is the joint you did with the homie T-Pain called Motivated. On All Bars Radio. Remember, you heard it here first.
I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast, and the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bro. I'm with my dog. Refuse to lose. I'm in these streets, son. I'm making major moves. I will never lose. I'm on my grind, dog. I got this gun up in my waist. That's on my mind, dog. I'm from Flatbush. This how the gap push. Don't make me come to the heaven. Have y'all niggas shook. Now say if I go again, I'm here to get it in. And everybody in my circle, yo, we plot to win. Get up out that bin. Take them Gucci lens. And this bullet in your chest gonna snatch it when you here to meet your maker. Dog, I'm about this paper. I'm on my money move. No time for these haters.
You trying to sleep? If you a dog, then I'm a beast, and the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bro. I'm with my dog.
Jump shot, I got a good shot. I got a couple of things that make your face hot. I ain't playing, y'all. I'm on the block, y'all. I got that street work, they call me Rockstar. I got them Ziplocs, I got them big jaws. I got a stash house, mommy big draw. I don't talk to cops, I don't talk to feds. I got a few clients, I got a few heads. I got open cases, I had to cut the dread. I was stressed, I'm on my third leg. Hustle. I gotta show my muscle, and if you stop my flow, dog, I'ma really touch you.
You tryna bleed? If you a dog, then I'm a beast, and the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bro. I'm with my dog.
What did you say, Bob?
We're back.
Oh.
I said, well, that.
I didn't hear you. So I'm like, so what did you think about that?
Yo, I'm still, like, popping. I'm still, like, bouncing and shit.
Boom, 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 boom. I
like,
love that shit.
Like, that shit really makes me want to go to the club, spend $100 on a $40 bottle of Hennessy, and just wild out in the club and spill it on any of them chicks and shit. Like, that shit is hot.
Yo, you're fucking retarded. Actually, I love that shit, though. That shit is definitely, definitely hot. Like, shout out to the Real Rampage. I'm definitely a part of, officially, they all stamped me in, Team Deep Freeze. So, if anybody is trying to book at the Real Rampage, you know, for walkthroughs, hosting any type of events, interviewing, I know I got a lot of people hitting me up, somebody today, about basically having him in one of the magazines, or two of the magazines that they have, and he's definitely grinding. He'll be hosting, he's hosting one of the BET parties this Thursday, and out in L.A., in California, so for all those that's listening out on the West Coast, that, you know, we had a West Coast caller from Cali today, so definitely want to, if you're out there, let me know. And if you want to go to his party, to see if I can get you some tickets. There's going to be definitely a lot of basketball players in the building. I'll retweet some of the pictures from the flyers, because he has a whole bunch of different flyers out right now for this event. He's definitely grinding all over, doing the whole shows in cities and states, and definitely busy. So, like I said again, shout out to the Real Rampage, who is blessing me with this good, 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 good new shit that nobody has heard yet but you guys that are listening, and myself and Black. So, good shit.
Yeah, like I said, I was definitely feeling that shit. Like, yo, it's not even like he lost his step. Like, yeah, you know, we ain't hear about him in a little bit, but he ain't lose a step.
He's making a comeback. He's making a comeback, and I think that that's one of the songs that is definitely going to get him out there, because he's already out there with his smashing new single that he just finished the video to, Brooklyn Nights, that everybody could go and support and download on iTunes. Get that, because it makes no sense for you to see the video before hearing the song, so you would definitely want to go and download that at the Real Rampage. I actually, you know, that in the track before, Let's Get Drunk. Let's Get Drunk makes me want to just really go and get drunk and just wild out and jump all over couches and say, fuck you, I'm Rick James, bitch.
But you
do that sober. I do. That's bad. Well, I only do it when it's not my furniture and if I don't like you. Not to just make it seem like I just fucking just jump all over people's furniture, Black, and say, fuck you, I'm Rick James, bitch. But in the club, yeah. Every now and then, depends. Usually when I'm Ace of Spades faded, though.
Ace of Spades, look, that's that expensive stuff there. You know, you give me the $15 Moet that they got at the liquor store, and I'm good.
The 15 bottle of Moet? That's what's up. Get it how you fucking live. Like, get it. If it only takes $15 for you to have a fucking great night, memory fills, you're going to get drunk, fuck it, do it, get drunk. And just, you know, keep in mind, though, if you are one of these men that, you know, your woman makes more money than you, don't get drunk, though, and come home, and you're supposed
talking
to have sex with her, get talking shit about her making more money than you. That's going to fuck up everything, I think. Not everything, but we'll definitely get that ass in some trouble, though. Let me take this caller. Last four digits is 8528. You're live on air with me, Nikki Bard.
Oh, what's up? This is Dion versus Society.
Hey, yeah. How are you?
What's up?
Why are you laughing?
Cause,
who
like,
you
I'm,
get on
I'm,
air
I'm,
with me?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just listening to y'all talk. Like, there's something new. I don't know. So, like, what is this about?
Black, should you tell him or should I tell him? I think you should tell him, Black. What's all Barb's radio?
This is your show, baby. You know.
All right. Well, basically, All Barb's Radio is a radio show, you know, that me at How's Your Head Game is, you know, this is my show, and I definitely have a co-host, which is at Angel Love Tweets, and
Black is the engineer and I become Black, and what we do is we come on the show, we talk about topics every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 10. We play on our Thursday shows. I play a lot of independent artist music. What we do is on those days is we have everybody listening call in, and they actually give their input on the person, that person who, you know, sends their music, and they usually have their supporters call in and give their shout-outs, and people come on, they have their ciphers. We just have fun with it every Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Tuesdays, which is on tonight, we usually have, we interview people, we have guest interviews, you know, people that do things, whether you're an artist, whether you own a business, producers, and, you know, extra stuff, and a little bit of what you heard so far.
You asked me a question?
Huh?
You asked me a question?
No, I just explained to you exactly what we do on All Barbs Radio. But if you wanted to be asked a question, you could definitely be asked a question. And if you wanted to, you could definitely elaborate on what we were talking about tonight, which is the topic for the night is about men, women making more money than their men, and how do men, some men feel about that.
You want my opinion?
Yeah, if you want to. You don't have to give your opinion if you don't want to.
Okay. I don't think it's a problem. If you like, if they both living together, I don't think it's a problem. Like, yeah, I mean, I won't get jealous, but some men will, cause they, that's their duty, like to provide for your woman and whatnot. So they might get in their feelings. Like, okay, you watch Raising in the Sun?
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you seen that?
I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off. Okay.
I said, have you seen like Raising in the Sun? Like when Walter?
I actually read the book in school, and I actually seen the movie. Mm-hmm. I seen the movie with P. Diddy in it.
Yeah.
I actually seen that film with Walter and just their whole situation back in the day. Got.
Yeah, like I read that in African American study class, but like Walter would get mad at his wife because she made more money than him, and he felt like. He was no good. So then he tried to open up his own business and all that, try to prove himself right to his family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he tried to be the role model for his son. He didn't want his wife to be.
Exactly. And I definitely do agree with that. And that was a good example too. Raising the Sun actually to be used for this topic, because that's definitely something. Black. I don't know if you've seen or I don't know if you've read the book, but that is definitely a really prime example of, you know, a household where a man is, you know, making a certain amount of money, and he does have a household, and you know, he did have dreams. I believe his dream was to, with
open
the check,
up a
I believe, open up a liquor store, you know,
liquor
because
at that time,
in that era, I guess, you know, the drunks was popping and a lot of people drank. So that was something he felt that, you know, would always generate more money. And I believe his mother was getting a check or something like that, and he wanted the check. Or his father, he wanted the check to use, you know, to use that to open up the store. So, you know, and back then, those are the times where, you know, I believe his job was to, you know, drive around a white man or a rich man or something like that.
Yeah, a chauffeur,
right. So, shout out to you. Thank you for even though you didn't know what the hell my show was about. You giving that really good example towards the topic. What you have to say about what is Black?
It's definitely it was definitely a good topic. So, you know, shout outs to you and your creative team for coming up with it. And Raising the Sun, like, see, when I saw the play Raising the Sun, there was no Diddy, no Felice Rashad. It was some regular no name actors at this old playhouse, and it still, you know, it still brings value. But definitely Raising the Sun, if you guys haven't read it, go read it. If you haven't seen the play, if you don't feel like reading with your lazy asses, go watch the play. You know, because regardless, it's something good, and especially Black people, because that's Black literature that just transcends time. Like, that shit was written almost 100 years ago, and it still rings true today.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So, So can I get a shout out to myself? Like,
yeah, hi.
Oh, follow me on Twitter, Dion versus Society, capitalize all first letters and beginning of every word. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, we can put Dion. What you can do so that everybody can, you know, even if nobody, if the people that are listening, if they miss the letter, what you can do is you can just tweet me, and then I'll basically blast it to everybody. So. All right. All right. And like I said again, we do this on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thursday shows is basically primarily we play a whole bunch of music from all of the people, like, you know, people like yourself, my Twitter followers, and they send me their music and I play it. And we get feedback, we talk about it, and we critique. Some people even get asked to be on Africa Black. He has his own show as well, pregame radio that he does on Fridays and Saturdays. And that's more of a show where it's, you know, you get either pregame approved or you don't, and basically, you know, Black promotes that all over on his end with his connection. So there's definitely been luck when these people do send their music in and Black says, hey, I would like for that to be on pregame radio. So it's definitely a cool thing that we do, and it's, you know, at this from 8 to 10, so you definitely tune in whenever you can.
So do you like play music off the internet? That's what you do? Like,
what you do is, like, whatever, if you do have music, what you would do is you would send in your music, MP3 format, and you would send it to the email address, pregameradio@gmail.com, and you would put your Twitter name as a subject, and once you do that, then you'll be notified probably on a Wednesday, letting you know that you're on my lineup for the playlist for the night, because I put together a playlist. I'll play about, like, at least 6 artists' music, and then, you know, have it spinning, and I'll promote it for that day so that they know that, you know, to tune in, that their music is going to be playing on the radio.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm about to go finish filling out some applications, so, yeah, I'm about to go. So, all right, well, nice talking to y'all, though.
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Look, he just wanted to talk to you. That's so nice.
Yes, it was cool. It was cool. Thank you. Shout out to him, waiting on him to tweet me so I can blast that. But yeah, so back to you. So what's going on? You have any questions for me? Because I know you're so effing nosy, and I haven't spoken to you for so long.
Look, Nikki, it ain't nothing like that. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm here. It's cool. And the cool thing about the chemistry we have, we cannot speak for a couple days and come back and we ain't miss a step.
Word, right? Exactly. That's so dope. Shout out to us.
Okay. Can't nobody, you know, quite like how we do it.
No. Shout out to also the All Barbs, all you beautiful dolls. Definitely. I'm working so hard, you guys, so that way we could throw a party in the All Barbs mansion. And you guys could definitely, you know, celebrate with me and our Angel of Peace and everybody else from the Bob's Mansion. Shout out to Yep, I Love It. I love Janae. I believe I'm saying that right. At the Real Amethyst. I love her new Avi. Shout out to her and her new Avi. Definitely. Shout out to Roxy Blue, who I'm going to smack because she acts like she forgot the fucking number to call in, so when she does get through, I will be letting her know that she's a host. And only I can say that. No, nobody else could definitely come at Roxy Blue and say, what up, ho, because she definitely will punch you in your face. It's only something that me and her, you know, it's just a greeting that we say to one another, and it's not offensive. We're not literally calling each other a ho. But, you know, it's just how we talk. So, shout out to Roxy Blue, and whenever her ass get through, definitely want to congratulate her, too. She definitely performed this Friday at, what's the name of the place that you guys were at? What?
Yeah. Yo, we were at the Bamboo Lounge.
Yes, and she was telling me about it today, too. I was talking to her, and she was saying, I was like, yo, Black told me a little bit about, you know, how this show went, about how y'all was getting on people. And I thought it was, she started laughing. She was like, bitch, we was fucking cracking up. I was like, oh, shit. So definitely, y'all are too funny. This is why I'm like, I knew if my ass was there, which I was trying to be so bad, that it would have been crazy. It would have been epic. I already know. Because Roxy is hilarious, as well as a great, great, great artist. She's a great, 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 great person, friend. She's like my best friend. No, she's not like my best friend. She is my best friend. And she's just a great person to have around and somebody to basically have you fucking dying on the floor because she's brutally honest. And if you're my friend, you have to be up there with your honesty because I'm very blunt, as all my friends would tell, they would tell you that, you know, that I'm very blunt. And I guess all that goes together, so it turns into just a whole bunch of funny, sarcastic bullshit. But y'all are crazy.
Yeah, I'll just tell you this much. Out of all of the women there, and once you speak to Roxy, she can confirm it, but out of all of the women there, Roxy and her people, the girl she came with, were the most on point.
I believe it was Shara that she came with. Shout out to Shara. I believe it was Shara because I do believe it was Shara, but when I do tweet to her, I guess she'll tell me if I was right or wrong. But, I mean, anywhere Roxy goes, she's going to look fucking fabulous. I mean, that's just what we do, you know what I'm saying? And then she's an artist, you know, so she has to represent for herself, and she's getting up on stage, so, of course, you want to look presentable. But, I mean, damn, though, like, that was at a very, very, you know, well-known venue. And to have Roxy and her people, like, the only really well-kept up females, like, that's crazy. Well, give me some, so, okay, well, when you say that they were, like, the best-looking female there, and not just because you know her, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, not just because I know her. I mean, like,
okay, well,
just,
give me some examples of how were the other females looking. Give me some examples.
All right, there was this one chick. She had the nerve to wear a belly shirt. Her belly was literally hanging out the bottom of it and over her fucking belt line. And then had the nerve to wear a low-rise jeans.
Hey, Roxy, wait. Roxy Blue's in the building, and she wants to get clicked in right now. Like, let's go. Like, let me hear what she has to say. Roxy, where you at?
Wait, where is Roxy? Because I don't see her here on the switchboard.
Damn, look for that number.
You know I know it. I'm just saying it ain't here.
Well, go ahead. Elaborate while we wait for her to get through.
And, you know, it was just, and she had the whole plumber crack thing going and had enough to be a fucking promoter, like a party promoter. She's getting out business cards. I'm like, and, you know, most of the night, Roxy was just sitting up front with me until she had to go and perform and shit because, you know, I was holding down the door. And we saw a whole lot of craziness. Like, the spot we was at, there were, you know, there were drag queens. There were drunk niggas talking to drag queens. And
OMG.
But then there was this this one chick, and I just couldn't understand it because she knew her shit was jacked up like this. Her head was all nappy, you know, natural, like mad new growth. I think that's what y'all call it, new growth, right?
wait, hold on. Because you said nappy and you were, I guess new growth, I wouldn't call my naps new growth because naps is naps. I mean, but go ahead, new growth.
And she had it up in this ponytail shit, and then next thing, and then at the top, like the ponytail is silky smooth, like you know it's a piece.
Yo, that's crazy. I believe you need to refresh the switchboard though because
that's what I'm doing now and it's almost through. So Roxy, don't cuss me out when I get you on air.
Yo, I can't. She's too hilarious. She's too hilarious. Shout out to Roxy Blue. I guess while the switchboard is loading, let's get into the favorite track of mine so that we can have her live on All Barbers Radio when we get back. Let me hear the song that she performed. I believe it's what, Cloud Nine. I want to hear that. I want to hear it real quick.
Actually, she had performed Lonely, and if the switchboard's refreshing, guess what? So are the songs. So you got to give us a minute.
Oh, my God. The fish braid is killing me. How long?
About another, give or take, 30 seconds, not even.
Oh. I want to hear some Roxy Blue. I really do. I really want to hear it. And then I want to hear from her mouth, her loud, big mouth, about what the fuck went down on Friday, about these ratchet-ass bitches that need to get it together. Because Roxy talked about that, too. No, but when we talk about that a lot, and we're not trying to, you know, play females, like, that's not what the fuck we're, like, what our intentions at all. In a way, we're trying to help you, but because we're not the ones to bullshit you, like, oh, my God, you look so not cute. No, we're not going to do that to you. We're going to let you know, like, what the fuck do you have on right now? Like, didn't we tell you that we're going to an all-white affair, so why do you have on cream?
Yeah, man, listen.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not to be rude. It's just that, Nick, we don't want you to feel like the outcast. So overall, like, Roxy, like she talks to the females just as much as the men. You know, she lets them know, like, it's not that hard to not be so basic. It really isn't. And basic is a really basic word, but you don't have to be basic. And you don't have to have a lot of money to, you know what I'm saying, to act like, I guess, someone else or to be somebody other than yourself to look a certain way. You don't have to do that. Like, you can just pay attention to certain other females or, you know, or try to have some real bitches in your life, in your circle, that's going to hold you down, that's going to tell you exactly what it is. Because for those like myself and Roxy and other people, that when you come outside and you really have on the I know I look fucking good face, head up, shoulders back, and your fucking walk is on point, like, and you don't look good, like, you're only making a fool out of yourself. So this is when people like myself and Roxy, you know, we get to talk about it because it's not right.
All right, well, switch boards up. I think I got it. Roxy,
I
want to
hear a song before. Are you there, Rocky? Well, if she's not, like, let's go into one of her songs before she comes on.
Yeah. All right, well, her song is pulling up. Wait, won't even have to do that because she is, well, her mic is queuing up. She's live. Roxy, what's up?
Roxy Blue, bitch. What up, bitch? Yeah. I must say, shout out to K Network. Like, it was a live event. Besides the fact I only got to perform one song and I really didn't get a chance to let everybody see every aspect that I do portray as far as, like, the different genres of music or whatever the case may be. It was a cool event. I enjoyed myself. Our network met a few people. Had more than a couple laughs, you know. And it's official that Brooklyn Black is officially on Team 6. So, you know, I went out there and...
But wait, you can't, hold on. You can't say that he's officially on Team Thick Black. I mean, I don't know what team he's on. He can say it, but he didn't say it in front of me, so it doesn't really count. The day that he says it, and I don't give a fuck what he likes, his preference, you know what I'm saying? But, like, he just didn't say it when I was around, and I could have sworn, like, when we were all talking about it, it was fucking A, B, and C, you know? So, y'all can have the cracking out part to yourself. Wait, let me get this call aloud on Zach real quick. Last word is 7371. You're live on air with me, Nikki Bobs, at Roxy Blue, bitch, and Brooklyn Black, bitch. What's going on?
Call, you're live on the air. Okay, guess
they
won't
say
nothing.
I mean, say the numbers over again, Black. Maybe that person didn't hear me.
7371, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is your girl, Heavenly 08. Sorry, I got you on speaker, so I didn't hear you.
Hey, Heavenly, what's going on, boo?
I didn't call to talk to you. I called to talk to Brooklyn Black.
Wilma, don't be mad because I didn't see your text today, okay?
No, today's topic needs to be avoiding bitches. I called to talk to Brooklyn Black. What's up, Brooklyn?
Emily, what's poppin'?
Roxy, do you see how she's doing me right now? Live on air, live on air.
How's your hand game? You know I always got love for you.
I love you, Will. What's going on?
Nothing much. I was calling and I finally seen with the, you hear my baby in the background trying to talk to you. I'm sorry.
Hi, Simone.
I heard the topic of the topic for today. And, I don't really have a problem with a man making less money with me as long as he's sharing it.
So you want to take a little bit he got when you're making more than him?
I said I wouldn't mind dating him if I'm making more than him as long as he's sharing.
Oh, I mean, that's cool. I honestly, you know, us as women, you know, first I'm going to speak on a woman's perspective. Like, I honestly don't think that there's anything wrong with, you know, a woman making more money than her man. I honestly think it's a blessing because there's income, you know, at the end of the day
exactly.
Coming in. So, but, you know, there are men that fucking be pissed off, bitch, that his girl, the woman that he bends over almost every night, is making way more money than him. It's niggas that are like that actually have a problem with it, and some of them, they do express it, and some of them, they don't. They hide it, and it comes out in other ways. Like, they'll tend to lash out, and, you know, maybe when they get drunk or under the influence, and they, you know, admit it, like, whatever, bitch. Like,
uh-huh.
you think you're hot because you make more money than me, and it's like, what?
But that's just insecurity on his part.
Of course. It is. What you feel about that, Roxy?
I feel... Any woman that call her man down, eventually he'll come back. You know what I'm saying? That means he sees that you're working hard, and he'll eventually try to meet you halfway or meet or match up with you.
Exactly. As long as he's willing to share his little paycheck with my big paycheck, we shouldn't have no problem because both of our money's going to buy us whatever we want anyway.
Exactly.
True. Shay, how you feel about that, Black?
I'm with it. And I also got to say, due to the things that I've seen Friday, Brooklyn Black is officially team pick.
Okay, but that's fine, team pick. So I hope, so for now on you should be, so you should be watching all thick girl porn.
I'm saying I do that now, but I still like the light skinny girl porn, though, like don't, you know.
Okay, so you could be team thick. That's cool. I didn't hear you say it. No, there's nothing wrong with that, Heavenly, at all. I just, you know what it is? I was on last Tuesday, me, Roxy was a guest co-host in Brooklyn Black, and we were talking about, you know, team thick versus team skinny, you know, what do men like more, skinny girls or thick girls, you know, whatever. And Roxy's
mm-hmm.
thick, you know, and I'm holding her down for team, I guess, skinny, slim, whatever you want to call it, and...
We're team slim,
you know,
bitches. Stop playing yourself. We are not skinny. Well, I'm not skinny, bitch.
Okay, well, team slim and they and Roxy, you know, she just was holding it down, I guess, for her fucking kind. Team thick all day. So
all day,
you know,
every day, baby.
They was at a venue together this Friday. So I guess we're scouting out some thick bitches in the crowd.
Wait, I gotta stop you there. The only nicely thick chicks there was Roxy and her friend with the black.
Was it Shara that
wow.
she was with Roxy?
Actually Shara was there and my roommates
were
there.
Oh, the roommates was there. Okay, cool.
So Roxy had to show the thick bitches how to do it.
I had
exactly.
Always.
Always. Like, shout out to Roxy Blue for that. And I was just saying, I don't know if you heard me, Roxy, but I was definitely shouting you out about, you know, how you talk to the females. And it's not like, you know, you try to get them to be, not to be so fucking basic, you know, like, because you can be basic, you know, you cannot be basic. Like, it doesn't matter where you come from, what you got, what you have. You know, you don't have to be so fucking basic. And a lot of bitches, they're basic because they don't have real bitches in their circle on their lives letting them know that what they're doing is not right and what you're wearing or where you're going in life is not right. That's crazy. But Heavenly, stay on the line. I definitely want to take one more caller. And the caller is last four digits is 233. Oh, you're live on air.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Big Business Represent Allbart. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's
hey.
Up?
What's going on?
Nothing much. First time calling in, just listening to what y'all talking about.
Thank you for calling in and, you know, listening to me, Nikki Bobs. We got the crazy at Roxy Blue and Miss, she's another Barbs, all Barbs, so you can definitely add her on Twitter at Heavenly08. She's one of the Barbs. We have her on the line, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black. So thank you for tuning in. Do you care to share on anything that we were talking about?
I really don't know what y'all was talking about.
First of all, are you Team Thick or Team Slim? Which one are you?
Team Thick.
Hey. Okay. Shout out to Team Thick. That's what's up. We got a thicky on the all vibes woman. That's what's up. That's what it is all day. But that's not what we were talking about. We were talking about men and women, and women making more money than their man in a relationship. Like, how do you feel about that? And I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you, as a woman, were making more money than your man. And if, you know, so, you know, how do you think the fellas feel about that?
Well, I haven't been in a relationship like that, but males probably don't like the female making more money, but that shouldn't really matter. Only thing that should matter is that they both making money. To me, making each other happy. I really don't see. I mean, the male will probably be jealous, but it's still sweet to me.
Are you saying that you've never been in a relationship with a man? Is that what you're saying?
No, I never had a problem. Like if I was making the money.
Okay.
I mean, I definitely do agree with what you're saying. You know, it shouldn't be a problem. You know, I don't see the problem in it, but it is a problem that occurs in a couple of relationships. I was reading back earlier about that, you know, it's to some men their insecurities get the best of them and their egos, and they don't really agree with it. Some men actually, you know, are all for it. They don't mind. They don't care. But, you know, we're just talking about things that happen that go on in today's society and, you know, 2012 as well. So thank you for, you know, sharing on that. If you, you know, want to give any shout-outs, you can.
I just want to give a shout-out to all the All Barbs. This is my first time calling in. Big Business. So just showing love to the All Barbs.
Thank you. We definitely salute you back. And
what is your Twitter name so we can all follow you?
Big Business.
What she could tweet me when she gets off. She could send me a tweet, and what I'll do is I'll retweet it so that you and Heavenly and everybody else could find it and follow up.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Mama, thank you so much for calling in. Shout out to the All Barbs. Yeah, that's what it is. Definitely, I do
so,
this for you, ladies.
Welcome back. Do you have my case with three sons?
Wait, but I'm definitely still up there. So, anyway,
well,
thank you for calling in. And
wait,
but you're cutting me off, God damn it. And I'm still not done. Thank you. Like I was
Team
saying,
Speak always right about food.
Anyway, like I was saying, thank you for calling in, and, you know, don't let this be your first and your last time. Anyway, you guys, now, what the fuck you wanted, Roxy?
Nah, so I'm going grocery shopping at his house.
Is Heavenly still on the line with us?
Yeah, Heavenly's still with us.
I'm sorry, hello?
Yeah, what's going on? You heard your name, you was like, oh, shit, that's my cue. Yeah, so I was just making sure you were still on the line.
Yes, I'm still here. I got mad shit going on. I'm getting hot.
All right. Well, I definitely just wanted to shout out to you ladies because I definitely have to have this last track played by The Real Rampage. And I know I'm looking at the time and we have about like roughly 9 minutes. But shout out to Heavenly 08 All Barbs. Shout out to Iraqi Blue All Barbs. These are two of one of my favorite barbs in the clan. Definitely follow Iraqi Blue. She's a great independent artist, female, running shit. She got a lot of things to say to the male and the female population out there.
Shout out to yourself too.
And who she said?
I said definitely shout out to yourself too. How was your head game?
Oh yes. Oh, shout out to myself.
All Barbs Radio.
Yes, All Barbs Radio, yes. Yes, you can definitely call us 347-857-4302. And definitely shout out to Andrew Love Sweet, who's not here, who'll be here on Thursday. And shout out to Brooklyn Black, bitch ass.
Why gotta be all that though?
Tell them why you mad, son. Tell them why you mad, son.
I'm not mad, but I don't feel like saying that, you know, just really quickly. It was all flowing and shit.
Shout out to Brooklyn Black for always holding his down for Team Thick.
Whatever, that's cool, bitch. I'm not going to say it. Team Slim, Team Slim, Team Slim. We didn't say it enough. That's how many times we bitch said it tonight, Team Thick. All right, we hear you. Agenda building. Just move the fuck over so that I can say it. Thank you. Shout out to Heavenly and Roxy Blue again and Brooklyn Black. Definitely follow these people that I'm telling you right now. Shout out to Shayna again from Tennessee that's been rocking out with us. Shout out to the Thirst for Real though, whatever the fuck his Twitter name is, for, like I said again, for being a dumbass and talking about Rodney King and then posting a picture of BB King. That made no sense to me. Get it together. And like I said again, for all those, whoever uses All Barbs with the hashtag the most that I see, me and a couple of the CEOs on All Barbs and the owner, we will promote you guys for a whole week straight, something like goals. I have about a whole bunch of followers follow you. That will be the mission. We'll make sure that they follow you. So start
I'm
using All Barbs hashtag.
I gotta go. My baby just fell.
Okay, bye. Oh, Simone. Hopefully, shout out to Simone. Hopefully, she's okay. That big head of hers will be okay. Again, all serious inquiries only for the All Barbs mixtape. Round one, get on it, get promoted, get your shit on it. So that way, you have something that you can say to people like, listen, I'm on a mixtape, go listen to it. You know, if you've never even been on a mixtape, if you're on all these websites, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, okay, that's cool, definitely. But if nobody knows that you're on it, then nobody's paying attention and clicking on and giving you those downloads, then you need to find another way to market it and promote yourself and get on the mixtape because I'll definitely promote it on my Twitter on a daily basis as well as iTunes.pips.com and livemixtape.com, and it'll be put together by DJ Mike Major. So it's definitely going to be really, really hot. And Roxy Blue, you know you're asking to be on that shit. I need to.
Roxy Blue trying to make the cover, yo.
We'll think about that. I don't know. I might need a fake bitch for the fucking shit to sell. Anyway, what's in black? Can you please? Before we get out of here, can we hear the last track from At The Real Rampage? Shout out to him and Team Deep Freeze. I'm a part of that team, so definitely shout out to him and everybody. Mache, his manager, Leo Dizon, his artist, which will be on All Barbs Radio up and coming soon. And The Real Rampage will definitely be on All Barbs Radio soon as well. So can we hear the last track, please?
Yeah, of course. This is called Put Your Back In It. And we'll be right back to wrap things up.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Put your back in it. Put your back in it. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Just a little more.
Grind all winter, I grind all summer. This time I'm about to do my numbers.
Rampage, boom boy, yo, we lick shots. New York City, your boy, yo, I'm crazy hot. Record kinda big, now I'm around the globe. Yo, I'm killing the country in every zip code. In every party, every club, every district. Every borough, every coast, watch me flip this. Killing shows out of town, about my business. Oh, you're not entertained, that's my interest. I'm just doing my thing, stacking my riches. Yo, they feeling your boy, AZ to Memphis. Memphis. This year, everybody in the club, stand clear. It's kinda hot in here. I'm looking at shorty right there. Yeah, she got that don't shake up. Look like she straight from Jamaica. Grenada, yes, I'm the mayor. Wanna give me a number and put it in my razor. Rampage, I'm a trailblazer. Straight something, I'm getting that paper. I gotta get it, cause it's all up in my nature. This is my smash, another money maker. How I flex. Promoters need to get my check. Let them know your boy is on deck. I ain't afraid to break a sweat. 30 racks, I'm on that private jet. Cannonball run, you know the triple threat. Ambush, watch the full effect. Taking over the game, cause I'm a vet. Ayo, them haters, it's funny, y'all watch my step. I just be killing the clubs, I got a rep. I'm so fresh and clean, give me my spec.
Definitely live, back on air on All Vibes Radio with me, Nikki Vibes, your host, and Modal Side, the guest host who randomly pops in and out at Roxy Blue. And we have Abraham Black, who's always here with us, the engineer who, makes it all happen for us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So just shout out the Real Rampage, and that song Put Your Back In It. What you think about that, Black?
That shit was dope. Like, I'm actually. I'm anxious for that video because I want to see the Team Thick and Team Skinny girls in there putting their back in it, working it, because that's definitely a
Now you want to see,
I'm Team Thick, but I still love, I still love my skinny girls. I love my light-skinned girls. I love my dark-skinned slim ones, But I'm like I said, Friday, Roxy, she just held it down, She just held it down for the, but the thick ones, like, she proved her point.
That's what's up. Roxy, what you think about that joint?
Roxy has left the building.
Oh, I thought she was still back with us. My bad, cool. All right, well, definitely, again, it was such a pleasure rocking out with Mr., what is it, Model Official? Rocking out with Model Official and having him on the show, getting interviewed by me, and I usually don't do interviews, y'all, so if I did fucked up, let me know, but I definitely had fun with it, and he seemed to be happy with the interview, so that was cool. Definitely he spit that ready-made, already made preset rap, and that was cool. Definitely like to hear that over some beats. And again, shout out to the old Barbs, everybody. Shout out to Miss Thick Business, who just called in. Shout out to her team, Thick. I see you. And she's definitely an old Barb, so I want everybody to go follow her as well, just because I said so. And she's one of my Barbs.
And definitely show her some love and support her. Hopefully she'll call back in again and chop it up with us. And my motto for tonight is, ladies, don't be afraid to be you. Don't give a fuck about what no one has to say. Do what you have to do for you and yours. Step it up. Like I said, again, if you need some one-on-one lessons on how to become not so basic, you can definitely hit me up, and I'll definitely share with you, you know, how you can just get it together. Because if you don't have real bitches in your life, in your circle, then you're definitely going to fail. Nobody, not everybody is your friend. Not everybody really likes you, and they're not going to keep it 100 with you. And fellas, please, you know, if your bitch is making more money than you, embrace that. It's a blessing. You know, at least you guys are having income come in. At least you know that if you don't got it, she should have it. You know what I'm saying? And it should go, it should be shared accordingly with love, not because, you know, you doing it just to prove a point or to make the nigga feel bad in the end. And shout out to Angel Love Tweets, the co-host, Southern Belle. She'll be back with us soon. Shout out to everybody that was tuning in, listening. Adam Lee. One more shout out. I was going to get his name right. Devon versus Dion. I'm sorry. At Dion versus Society. Shout out to him. Shout out to the politician who calls in. Shout out to Fresh Bet the Name. Show me love all the way from Cali. Shout out to you. Shout out to Team Shay. Shay, I am Cole Spade. Shout out to everybody that follows me, that fucks with me on a daily basis, that tweet me. You should not be afraid to tweet me. I talk back, and I do full timelines with my business. And, Blackum, is there anything that you have to say?
Well, you know what I always say, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your two ways. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. And, you know, of course, just be here. You know, the next time we do things, Thursday night, and, of course, I'm back in the building Friday, Saturday, doing the thing on pregame radio.
Definitely, yes. And before you go for pregame, for spoken word too, I'm Spartan. He hit me up because he actually wants to get involved with that Stan Spartan or whatever. He does who tweeted the both of us, and I think I answered that back. But when you do get back on your Twitter shit after the show, make sure that you get everybody who wants to be a part of that. Yes, for all those poets out there. Get your shit live on air. I want to hear it. Black wants to hear it, and everybody else wants to hear it. Don't be afraid. Have fun with it. It's words coming from you, so we definitely want to hear it, and everybody that we fuck with is respectable. What you got to say, Black, real quick?
Hey, you hit the nail on the head.
Shout out to Bree. I believe it's Bree.
Bree Sunshine.
Bree Sunshine 25, is that who it is? Bree Shine 25. She's saying shout out to my sis, I Had Your Head Game, All Barb. Shout out to you. Yeah, and that's about it. And don't forget to hit me up. You know, about the mixtape, Volume 1, All Barb's mixtape. I'll be promoted on thatpiff.com and everywhere else that I can get it on to get you out there. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in tonight. Like I said again, DMV area, Tri-State area, West Coast, East Coast, the Dirty Dirty, the UK, all over the world. Much love. And good night, everybody. We're live tuning in with me on All Barbs Radio. Tune in on Thursday night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.